Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Afterward, Jesus returned to Jerusalem from one of the Jewish holy days. Inside the city, near the Sheep Gate, was the Pool of Bethesda, with five covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, lay on the porches, waiting for a certain movement of the water, for an angel of the Lord came from time to time and stirred up the water. And the first person to step in after the water was stirred was healed of whatever disease he had. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew he had been ill for a long time, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" "I can't, sir," the sick man said, "for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me." Jesus told him, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began walking. There's an old Irish legend I was reminded of again the other day. I was in my upstairs office having just gotten back in town and thinking about all the things I needed to do, some of which I should have done a while ago. The timing of this particular story, which came across my radar screen, could not have been better to encourage and help me get over the mountain of stuff that was there and continued to grow that I needed to deal with. As I heard it, it seems that these two young Irish teens were on their way to somewhere for the day when their journey brought them face to face with a huge wall blocking their path. At their first glance and evaluation of the situation, the wall seemed way too high for them to scale. It was too wide to get around and seemed to surround the entire area that was ahead of them. And so they stood there together for a while in the cold morning mist, looking at that wall, pondering their dilemma. At some point while standing in front of that wall, which was blocking their way, they finally decided that the first step they needed to make in figuring how to get over the wall was to renew their commitment to getting to where they were going, to their objectives, to the purpose of their trip and their day, and what they wanted to and had originally set out to achieve that morning. And so, with a renewed commitment to their purpose and their mission for the day and to each other, they looked at each other and in unison took off their caps, off their heads, and with all they had, they threw their caps over the wall. Now they were absolutely committed to getting over that wall. The invalid, depicting in the passage of scripture that I read earlier, was sitting at the sheep pool called Bethesda in the northeast corner of the temple, where the sheep were brought into Jerusalem for sacrifice. The pool was trapezoidal shaped and about as big as a football field, pretty big. Beneath the pool, there were underground springs, which every now and then bubbled up and caused the surface of the waters to move. It was believed the waters had curative powers and that the bubbling was caused by an angel, and that the first person to get into the pool after the movement of the waters would be healed from any illness that had afflicted them. And it was to this pool that a great number of the crippled, the blind, and paralyzed came and waited for some movement of the waters so they could be healed. Those around the pool could always hear the shuffling sounds of needy, hurting people struggling to get into the water just as it began to bubble and move a bit. And this is where that man whom Jesus saw had been waiting for 38 years. 38 years. Think about that for a moment. All that time, apparently never able to rise and stretch, never able to socialize in the streets or to wander around for a casual breath of fresh air. So he just sat there, waiting for the help of others, which never seemed to come. He was a prisoner of his own despair, of his own making, it seemed. And when Jesus came to him and asked him, "Would you like to get well?" the man's response was not, "Whoa, are you kidding me? Yeah, sure. Thanks, absolutely. Do it, please." No, maybe that would have been your response or mine, but instead he offered excuses and defenses to his situation. So he responded to Jesus by saying, "I can't, sir, for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me." He seemed to try to give the impression that he wanted to be healed, complaining that everyone beat him to the punch, getting into the healing bubbling waters, but no one would help him in. But if the truth be known, that man had given up. 38 years. Life was over for him. He was satisfied with where he was. And he would be today, tomorrow, and probably every day. He just kept lying there. Because there he was, confronted with the healer of healers, the Lord of lords, and instead of recognizing the opportunity before him, he continued stirring his well of pity and complained, "You see, sir, it's not my fault that I'm still this way. My friends have let me down." I wish I could say that I can't believe that the man behaved that way. But if I did, I'd be a hypocrite because, and I don't know about you, I've had those moments before. Facing walls and mountains seemingly too big to get over, and with a little whining and despair, I stood there waiting, wondering, what now? Hoping something would happen along to get me beyond where I was. My friends, we all face walls, obstacles, challenges, and decisions where we can't seem to decide what to do or which way to go. And so we often just stand there frozen in our tracks. We have things in our lives that we're doing or not doing that we need to change. We know we need to change, but we don't. There are relationships which we know we need to heal and restore that we leave unhealed and unrestored. We pile up disappointment after disappointment and failure after failure and blame after blame onto those walls that keep rising up in front of us, and we just stand there waiting for someone or something to happen to lift us over and out of our plight. And all the while, we stand stock still and stay right where we are while the abundant life which God calls us to and promises for us waits on the other side of whatever wall we face. And when we're asked why, well, we too often make excuses for wherever we find ourselves that end up simply keeping us right where we are. Excuses just like that man did. And sadly, too often, like the man sitting at the sheep pool, we too often find ourselves sitting there staring at that same wall years later down the road while God waits patiently for us to come, to follow, to be all we can be with him. So, what walls are you standing in front of? What are you facing that seems insurmountable? What problem or decision is in front of you? What fork in the road have you arrived at and are not sure which path to take? Heck, if in doubt, do what the late baseball great Yogi Berra said when he was facing a fork in the road. He said, just take it. I'm not exactly sure what Yogi was trying to say, but maybe it was simply to make a decision, to move ahead. And I'll add, remembering that when you do, that you'll never walk alone. What do you need to change in your life? What relationships do you need to take responsibility for to make better? Maybe you need to change something you do in your marriage or with one of your children. What have you wanted to do that you still want to do? A year from now, will you still be wanting to do it, or will you have done it? Why not step out today? What has happened to you that you need to pick yourself up from? Maybe a mistake that you made recently or a long time ago. Maybe a disappointment you hadn't expected. A recent failure you never saw coming. Maybe something from your childhood that happened that you never got beyond. And you're just now realizing that the only one suffering and being held back from moving on in life by whatever it was is you. May I remind you that the healer of healers, the Lord of lords, is standing right in front of you every moment of your life. Ready to heal you, ready to help you, ready to lift you and encourage you, ready to go with you wherever you intend to go into a brand new day. Maybe we ought to also take a lesson from those two Irish lads when they faced that wall that was seemingly too high for them to climb over. Maybe we ought to be committed to something more and better for our lives. And maybe we should just throw our caps over whatever wall we find standing in front of us, and then set out to figure out a way to get over it with God's help. Let me remind you, and trust me that I have needed this reminder as well many times, that the Lord of Lords is not only with us, but is waiting on the other side of the wall that is standing there before us. That's pretty cool. And I'll bet, no, I'm sure, that we will be pleasantly surprised to find more than just our caps on the other side of that wall. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you these dear friends. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for all that they do. And also thank you for those walls that are in front of them, because with those walls in front of them, it gives us a chance to remember it's not about us, that you're there. And remind us that you are going to help us over those walls, around and through them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you for the reminders every day of our lives of all that you want us to be, with you and for you. Help us to do that. Help us to be that for you, for your glory, for the good of others, and for ourselves. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.